Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Now the team officially has announced a new five-year agreement with Lamar Jackson, tying him to the Baltimore Ravens through the 2027 season. Not difficult to see this coming.
Well, the draft hasn't even started yet, but the biggest NFL news of the weekend has already dropped. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Lamar Jackson, five-year deal. He is back in Baltimore. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Randy Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Randy, let's listen. Here's the audio of the tweet that made it official. This is from the Ravens official Twitter account posted about a half an hour ago.
You know, for the last few months, there's been a lot of he say, she say, a lot of nail biting, a lot of head scratching going on. But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of flock going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go, man. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to be there. Can't wait to light up M&T for the next 5 years, man. Let's get it.
Ultimately, it's a five-year deal, tying him to the team through the 2027 season. And Randy, one of the longest-running soap operas in the NFL, whether Lamar could end up playing somewhere else, I mean, I think the lack of market for him ultimately drove him to go back to his former team.
And we're going to look back and we're going to laugh at the lack of market for Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying he's going to play, you know, 17 regular season games a year for the next 5 years. I'm not going to say that he's, you know, his playoff shortcomings have been solved by this new contract. But I think the availability of an MVP in his prime, or as a matter of fact, maybe just entering his prime, and the fact that there were no takers on the free agent market.
That an hour after the news of the tag came out, seven teams were calling every reporter they knew to say, we're not interested, we're not interested, we're not interested. I mean, it shows you, beyond winning, the almighty dollar is still the thing that drives the NFL more than anything else.
And
I firmly believe the owners, I don't know whether to use the word collusion or not, but they came together and decided that they weren't going to start giving quarterbacks guaranteed money, and they won. I think it's over. You know, now that Lamar, who the next quarterback, Joe Burrow, going to demand all the guaranteed money? Justin Herbert going to demand all the guaranteed money? No, Lamar has proven more than all of those guys this side of Burrow. So now that Lamar didn't get it, I mean, I don't know who the next quarterback's going to be that's going to change the game as far as the relationship between players and owners and how much money players are guaranteed in the league.
I'm wondering, I want to get the exact date on Jalen Hurts' contract, because it wasn't long that he was on top of the mountain. I want to see when that news came in. 2 days ago? April 18th. April 8th, 17th, they agreed. 18th, they signed it. And so nine days later. that's how long his reign was. So we'll see what the next deal is. You know, in my opinion, it's Joe Burrow. I feel like the ownership group in Cincinnati has a blueprint now that they can work with. I feel like the Los Angeles Chargers ownership group has alligator arms when it comes, you know, to reaching for the card to pay for the check, so to speak. So
I mean, so do the Bengals, but they have to do this. I mean, it's, if you can't do this, then you can't own an NFL team. Joe Burrow is worth more to them than he'll ever get paid. He's already taken them to the Super Bowl, and they were inches, centimeters to go metric system on you. Getting to the Super Bowl this past year and beating Patrick Mahomes again. They're the Patrick Mahomes kryptonite team. So I agree with you. Now it's a race, because the faster you get the deal done with the quarterback, the less you're going to have to ultimately end up paying the quarterback.
Yes.
So I think the smart move now is to try to get your, if I'm the Bengals, I'd try to get this done with Joe Burrow tonight.
It is fascinating. That is a tremendous point. It's fascinating to see how the league sort of swings back and forth. You know, I feel like we had that run, and Russell Wilson was a part of it when his Seahawks beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl, where there was this thought, hey, if you can have a quarterback on a rookie deal. I mean, Patrick Mahomes in the first Super Bowl. A quarterback on a rookie deal, that's the blueprint. If you get yourself a Super Bowl with a quarterback on the rookie deal, that's how to do it. And you're right. The business of the league now has spun forward at such a rapid pace. This is almost like, I don't know, almost like the Big Bang Theory, right? Like the universe just keeps multiplying and multiplying, expanding on itself. Get in now. Get in now. Lock in your price now because it's only going up.
Randy, I think Lamar decided ultimately he didn't want to sit and not play. Like, that was not an option for him to try to force his way out of Baltimore and get the money that he wanted. I think he realized that he's in a pretty good situation to try to win. And then I think the Ravens won him over less with money and more with power, right? Why did they sign Odell Beckham for $15 million? Did they really evaluate that that was the best use of the $15 million? Or did they know that getting Odell was going to help them get Lamar back, and that's actually what they were buying with their money?
That's a great point. I mean, they knew they had to surround him with weapons, and it's not an altruistic, you know, let's show Lamar we're committed. It's let's put together the best football team. Let's put the best team on the field. We've shown that our ceiling is only so high with all due respect, Devin Duvernay, Rashad Bateman, even Hollywood Brown. If we could have a frontline wide receiver with a quarterback that we kind of knew.
They have a great tight end, by the way, too.
You know?
So that they've got figured out. And their quarterback is still one of the most dynamic, if not the most dynamic players in the whole league. Now the focus, Randy, actually has to be they have to have him healthy in December and January. The conversation now shifts to me to that. Because as I look at all these other quarterbacks in the AFC, Aaron Rodgers went to the AFC this week and Lamar Jackson stayed in the AFC. Joe Burrow's in the AFC and Patrick Mahomes is in the AFC. And Justin Herbert's in the AFC and Josh Allen's in the AFC. And Russell Wilson's in the AFC and Deshaun Watson's in the AFC. And Trevor Lawrence is in the AFC. And the list of quarterbacks, and Tua is in the AFC.
Yeah.
The list of quarterbacks is long and impressive, and I'm trying to figure out the seven teams that are going to make the playoffs. I think health is going to be the key factor in which quarterbacks fall out and which quarterbacks end up making it out of the most loaded quarterback conference we've ever seen.
You can try to project health issues with quarterbacks who have had health issues. I mean, to your point about Lamar Jackson, you need him in November and December. I look at a guy like Josh Allen. I think if Buffalo keeps using Josh Allen the way they do as a goal line, de facto goal line back, I mean, that's an issue that Allen has even brought up himself this postseason, saying he needs to run less. And I think that's why they drafted James Cook, and I think they'll use him more this season. It's why they might be in the running back market again tonight and tomorrow in draft night. But if Josh Allen gets hurt, that's a massive question. But I think, I mean, Russell Wilson's issues in Denver, but then they bring in Sean Payton. You're going to leave if you go top 10, 9 or 10 quarterbacks in the AFC, and you just try to pick the seven that make the playoffs, you'd be surprised at the quality that you're going to leave on the cutting room floor.
Mahomes, Herbert, Trevor Lawrence is really, they had the Chiefs on the ropes in the divisional round. Jacksonville did. And I think they're clearly the best team in that division. Watson, Lamar, and Burrow are all in the same division in the AFC North. Holy God.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and Tua and Josh Allen are all in the same division in the AFC East. That's just like the eighth best quarterback in the AFC right now, Randy, is better than the second best quarterback in the NFC. In the NFC, it's Jalen Hurts, and then who else? Dak? Then you're now talking about Kirk Cousins? I'm not sure he'd crack the top 10 quarterbacks in the AFC.
No, I don't think he would either. You're right about that. That's wild to think that the best, second best quarterback in the NFC would only, you know, be watching the postseason along with the rest of us in the AFC. But again, just running through some of the names that you said, if you go 9 or 10 deep, I mean, there's an injury concern with Tua. There's an injury concern with Lamar. There's a potential injury concern, you know, with Josh Allen and his usage. Like there are
and Mahomes.
Issues.
I mean, Mahomes was banged up in the Super Bowl. Like he was seriously hurt, I think, and ended up winning the Super Bowl running around on a really gimpy leg. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. I'm Aaron Goldhammer with Randy Scott. We talked about how this affects the Ravens in the pecking order, and we talked about We'll get to more on what they might be doing in the draft coming up in just a minute, but it's time for us to go out to the hotline. Kadri Ishmael, 10-year NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion for the Ravens. He's the co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame show on WJZ-TV in Baltimore, and he joins us now. Kadri, let's start with just your reaction. How surprised were you when you saw that the Ravens were actually able to end the longest soap opera in the NFL and get this thing done?
I don't even know if I have the words to describe what I'm feeling right now, and it ain't my money. But at the same time, I think as a former player, as a former Raven, as a guy who covers a team, as a person who has been in the thick of all this soap opera drama the entire season plus off season, to have it culminate in a cryptic tweet from Lamar as far as the SpongeBob gif, looking like he was giddy with excitement, and then finally, obviously, him and the Ravens breaking it on their social media platform saying that it's a 5-year deal. I mean, whoo! All right, let's play ball. I think all the speculation could be over with. I think it comes at the perfect timing. You know, the Ravens talked about going all in, but it's one thing to talk it. It's another thing to put your money where your mouth is. They did that as far as their coaching staff with getting rid of controversial coaches, in particular Greg Roman. They hired Tom Monken. Now you look at OBJ, who was signed, very lucrative deal. There's talk about finalizing a D-Hop trade, and then the big boy one is getting it done with your franchise quarterback and put him in the pantheons of the upper tier, highest paid ever category, and it's good to see that it is done.
Kadri, I wonder what you think the deciding factor was that got the momentum going toward this deal coming down today. Was it the fact that there's sort of a deadline, you know, in the NFL draft calendar, that draft night is sort of a deadline that spurs action? Was it OBJ's signing? Just what you think it was that really was a momentum swing toward getting this thing done?
Well, I mean, if you... The tough part is, so we obviously, there's the whole national insiders and what they all try to do from gathering information. A lot of their information comes from teams, and they also get their information from the agent side of things. Well, since Lamar has been his own guy, and he and his mom have been as Fort Knox tight-lipped as it got from day one up until today, like, you saw back in the owner's meeting where Lamar sent out a tweet that hijacked John Harbaugh's coach's press conference with the national media, that kind of turned itself into, oh, you guys aren't going to sign Lamar, and Lamar looks like he's ready to be traded, oh, and all those different things. I think it was a lot, but ultimately, when you're talking this level of money and this level of deal, I'm sure Lamar was like, look, you know, when I say put your money where your mouth is, what are you really going to do? Well, all right, Lamar, what do you want us to do? All right, give me some receivers. Give me some ballers. Go ahead and get me D-Hop, and go ahead and get me OBJ. And all of a sudden, you got to have it signed off by Steve Bisciotti. The fact that Steve is intimate conversations with OBJ and making him feel welcomed, It really told me that, okay, there could be a turning point, and this could get real, real quick. And sure enough, here we are.
Kadri Ishmael is with us. He is with WJZ-TV in Baltimore. Of course, the Ravens great and Super Bowl champion there. Kadri, we've got the compensation update. It's a 5-year deal. It's $260 million, including $185 million guaranteed, according to sources. On an average per year basis, it makes Jackson the NFL's new highest paid player. So congratulations to him, and congratulations to Jalen Hurts, who had that title for 9 days and then had it stripped from him by Lamar Jackson. You know, I wonder, Lamar really wanted what Deshaun Watson got. At what point do you think he realized, Kadri, that just wasn't going to happen?
Well, I think from the very beginning, the contracts, plural, starting with Josh Allen, you saw with Patrick Mahomes, then it did escalate into that new territory where Kirk Cousins had the guarantees, but I think Deshaun Watson validated it by having his contract fully guaranteed. But then it kind of slowed down a little bit, and it kind of shifted to Kyler Murray money, to Russell Wilson money, and there was a limbo. There's like a gray area there of like, well, wait a minute, you know, Deshaun Watson still kind of holds the King of the Hill throne, and you have still these young quarterbacks that, you know, have resumes and talent to say we're gonna be hard negotiators, and Lamar was up first, and you know we won't. Well, maybe we will. Who knows? Maybe Lamar will give his side of things to Josina Anderson or some, you know, Adam Schefter or someone. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. We don't know. I know the Ravens. They're gonna be tight lipped about it. Maybe they might leak something. Maybe they won't. Who knows? But I do know this. That ultimately, when it comes down to it, the way in which the NFL operates, it's whoever's at your position, and if they're the highest, and if you have the resume to go with the highest and surpass it, then agent or no agent, you best believe that's where you're going to be starting at. And I think for Lamar, the fact that he has the moniker of the highest, that's only going to fuel the agents for Justin Herbert. That's only going to fuel Joe Burrow's people. That's only going to fuel other young quarterbacks that are studs down the line. And, oh, by the way, Josh Allen's going to be coming up soon. Oh, by the way, you know what? There's a guy who is the best quarterback in the league, and Patrick Mahomes, who's still a young dude, who got a quarter or a team-friendly contract, but this shifts things. And so it'll be interesting to see what is moving forward within these negotiations when it comes to that word total and fully guaranteed, those two terms when it comes to contract negotiations.
Talking with Qadri Ismail, 10-year NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion for those Ravens. That's a stage, obviously, the Ravens are looking to get back to. And Qadri, I'm just curious, you know, we bring in OBJ, you bring in Nelson Aguilar. I'm just thinking about it from Lamar's perspective. Where else do they need to get some work done? What other moves do they need to make in order to not only push, you know, further in the postseason, but make it back to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think what we are seeing is the Todd Monken effect. He is the coordinator that blew it up in so many different spots, obviously back-to-back years of championships in Georgia with what personnel he was given. So most coordinators, you'll see that they have kind of a mindset of, well, I like to do this, and here's what I'm hanging my hat on, get me those type of people. But we've seen that he likes to feature what he has and build there, which is pretty amazing and unique. And I think for what Lamar does, it's so unique that I think that, yeah, you need to have that kind of a mindset. You're going to have the coordinator to do it. I think offensive line-wise, they have some strong pieces. Last year, they got Tyler Linderbaum at center. He did amazing. You got Ronnie Stanley. He's under fold. He's outstanding at left tackle. You got some young pieces they're going to see, I'm sure, either via the draft or also who they have on their roster, already possibly free agency, but, you know, at right guard and left guard. So there are some pieces that need to be looked at. I think draft-wise, sure, get a young stud receiver. Jalen Hyatt, in my mind, comes to mind. He would be a perfect fit for this offense and what they would do. But at the same time, yeah, they got some young pieces at tight end. So go along with their all-pro tight end, Mark Andrews. A lot there for Lamar to work with.
Qadri, appreciate the time. Now the big thing for the Ravens is he's got to be healthy in December and January, right? I mean, That's got to be the big next focus, is keeping him upright and on the field for 17 games and into the playoffs. It's Kadri Ishmael, 10-year NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champ, talking about Lamar Jackson. The compensation again, 5-year deal, $260 million with $185 guaranteed. So now that is the second highest guaranteed number behind Deshaun Watson's $230 million guaranteed deal. According to sources, on average per year, it makes Jackson the NFL new highest paid player. Up next, we will talk about the Lamar Jackson deal with Mike Tannenbaum. Who else, who better to give us insight on what went down as Lamar is back in Baltimore and we continue. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He's Randy Scott. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Officially, the Ravens have announced a new 5-year agreement with Lamar Jackson.
The Ravens got an assist from the Falcons and the Commanders and all these other teams that are desperate for quarterback play. Those teams actually helped Baltimore keep Lamar Jackson by not creating any market for him whatsoever.
But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of fraud going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go, man.
Well, we are 2.5 hours away from the Panthers going on the clock, and we've already had an NFL earthquake strike today. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. I'm neither Canty nor Carlin. He's Randy Scott. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. It is a Lamar Jackson 5-year deal with $185 million guaranteed. He ends up going back to Baltimore. He's not playing on any kind of franchise tag. We'll bring Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN front office insider, into the conversation in just a second, but we want to ask you, what was your initial reaction, the first thing you thought when you heard this news? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and we will get to your calls coming up about 10 minutes from now, but let's bring in Mike Tannenbaum, who's going to be a part of ESPN Radio's coverage of the NFL Draft, which starts at 7 o'clock Eastern on most of these ESPN Radio stations. Mike, I'll ask you the question we're asking the fans. What was your initial reaction when you saw the news and the numbers?
Yeah, it's funny, because I am sitting next to Chris Carlin and Chris Candy, so good to be with you guys. It was one where I think it's good for both sides, and you know, remarkably, we got to remember that you know Lamar Jackson's only 26 years old, and you know the best years of his career should still be in front of him. So this was obviously a solution that should hopefully work out well for both sides.
when you look at the numbers that we're starting to see here, Mike, 5 years, $260 million, 185 guaranteed. Is there any number that you feel like jumps out to you as to why this deal got done now as opposed to dragging on?
Yeah, I think the big difference, Randy, is the 185 compared to the 235 that he reportedly wanted. Mm. You know, that's the Deshaun Watson deal that reportedly he wanted for several years. That I think as Jalen Hurts' deal got done, it was just another deal that showed that Deshaun Watson and the Browns were an outlier. So, you know, more to come on the details, Randy, but that's certainly the part that jumps out to me.
Mike, why do you think nobody else wanted him when he was available?
Well, I think I wouldn't say nobody wanted him. I think when you look at the cost of $185 million in guarantees plus two first-round picks, you know, that's compared to the fourth pick tonight getting $9 million a year. I think when you factor in all those things, that was probably the reason where I don't think it was about the player in as much as the totality of what it would cost to acquire him, both from draft choice compensation and financial allocation of the cap.
Mike Tannenbaum, you've been on the other side of the desk from players trying to get long-term deals, maybe not fully guaranteed deals, but long-term deals. To do this with this player without representation, I'm curious where this stands out to you in terms of maybe a shift in the way business gets done. Like, is Lamar doing this without an agent a green light to other players to try that? Or is the fact that it took so long and was such a, all right, I'm out, I want to be traded, you know, type of process, is that a cautionary tale for other players who may want to try to do this?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I hated when players didn't have agents because, you know, there's a role for agents and sometimes things are said in negotiations that, you know, are difficult to absorb, and that's why there are agents. So I think there'll be certainly some players that will go through the process without an agent. But like in this situation, guys, I think it'll be more the exception than the rule.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, is with us. All right, Mike, let's go ahead. And I think we have a draft tonight, too, to talk about and a first round. What is the most compelling storyline in your mind headed into the first round tonight?
How many quarterbacks go? And I put the number at five with Will Levis from Kentucky, Anthony Richardson, Florida, Hendon Hooker of Tennessee, Bryce Young of Alabama, and C.J. Stroud of Ohio State. I think all five of those will go in the first round.
Five quarterbacks in the first round. My word. Looking at other impactful positions, it seems like it's either quarterbacks or the men who are charged with stopping them. I'm curious on the defensive side of the football, Mike, who jumps off the screen to you or who you feel like has the greatest momentum at the right time coming into draft night?
Yeah, I don't think you go wrong with Will Anderson, Randy. I think he's a guy that has a really high floor and a high ceiling. He's tough. He's durable. He can bend the edge. I think he's a really good player, and I think he'll go early.
Mike, give me a guy who you think is going to drop much lower than the mock drafts projected.
Oh, boy. Good question. Hard to say. Like, a guy that I like in particular is Hendon Hooker. I would take him earlier. I think he'll probably go 18 to 25 if I had a guess, but I think he has a chance to be a great quarterback. And I think a team like Seattle, maybe with their second pick, or Minnesota, could wind up taking him.
For a draft that's going to start in the 7 o'clock hour here, Mike, if we're sitting here 5:37 p.m. Eastern time, take us inside the rooms. Again, you've been a part of these nights before in your time in league offices and team offices. What's going on 2 hours shy of draft time right now?
Oh, I'm easily into 5 to 10,000 calories, easy. You know, if it was what Rex, it was probably a little bit over. By the way, Gase was a little bit light on that, but you know, I digress.
Yes,
but you're taking calls, you're making calls, and look, I was part of one of the craziest moments in NFL draft history. I was with the Dolphins, and number one guy on our board was Laremy Tunsil, and we had a really good left tackle in Brandon Albert, and right around this time, a video surfaced about Laremy, and he's a great person, had made a mistake, and turned out to be an unbelievable opportunity for us. And we got him at 13, and 5 years later, guys, he's still one of the best left tackles in the game.
Darn right.
How many, when you say the phone, you're on the phone, like, are you making calls? Are you taking calls? Do you call the GM directly on a cell phone? Are you working through a secretary? Give us a little bit more detail on that, Mike.
Yep, so there's a grid of, like, draft day numbers, and you have like direct lines to all the 31 other teams, and as many calls as you're making, you know, they're coming in, and you know, you're looking at maybe going up a few, going back a few, and you sort of want to have a sense of, you know, where the market's going to be. And in our case, like we'd say, all right, hey, there's three or four people we would go up for, and maybe, you know, if the phone rings, we'd maybe move back five slots. But, you know, based on experience, if you move back five spots, guys, you're going to have five players that you like a lot.
Man. Mike, great stuff. You're going to be a part of the coverage tonight. A wild day in the NFL is just beginning. Let's load up on some calories, and let's get some coffee in you, and let's get some Dr. Pepper or whatever your caffeinated beverage of choice is.
Yeah, you should see this crew here with Canty and Carlin, myself, and Ian. Whatever the calorie line is, take the over.
All right. I will choose my sports book of choice. I will take the over on the calorie count. Appreciate it. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL Front Office Insider. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
He's going to be a part of the draft coverage. And by the way, Canty and Carlin will join us on their own show to talk about all of this about 20 minutes from now. They are also live in Kansas City as we are counting you down, getting you ready for the draft. The Lamar Jackson deal is done. If you're just joining us, it is a $260 million contract with the Baltimore Ravens. It includes $185 million in guaranteed money, according to sources. On an average per year basis, it makes Lamar Jackson the new highest paid player in NFL history. Up next, what was your initial reaction when you heard this news? 888-SAY-ESPN. The first thing you thought when you saw that Lamar was going back to Baltimore. 888-729-3776. Let's line them up. We're coming to the phones next. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He's Randy Scott. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Officially, the Ravens have announced a new five-year agreement with Lamar Jackson.
The Ravens got an assist from the Falcons and the Commanders and all these other teams that are desperate for quarterback play. Those teams actually helped Baltimore keep Lamar Jackson by not creating any market for him whatsoever.
But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of fraud going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go, man.
Well, it's not $230 million guaranteed, but Lamar Jackson is a much richer man on this NFL draft day. Canty and Carlin's on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. He is Randy Scott. The deal is new. $260 million, $185 million guaranteed. It makes Lamar Jackson, I think this is safe to say, right, Randy, not just the highest paid player currently in the NFL, but per average year value, average annual value. He's the highest paid player in NFL history.
Yeah, yeah, that's a title that now belongs to him. And, you know, it was a title. He takes the crown. He takes the throne from Jalen Hurts, who had it for nine days.
And to me,
it's just, you know, if I'm the Bengals, I'd let Lamar Jackson
have it for about one day because I'd be burning up the line. Look, the sooner you get the deal done, the less expensive it's going to be. What do you think? Joe Burrow's going to get less expensive as time goes on? You think he's going to have a bad year this year? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, we're asking fans the first thing you thought when Lamar agreed to the deal and when we got this news. Randy, we're going to start with you. What was the first thing you thought when you saw this come down?
It's ahead of schedule. That's how I would describe it. I thought this would happen. I thought it would stay in Baltimore. But I would have put it at 50-50 that he would have played under the tag or gotten a new deal done. And I thought it would stretch into the summer. I really did. So I was surprised that it got done when it got done. And there is just something about NFL draft night that is a deadline that spurs action, you know, league-wide.
Other news around it. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so
I think so.
I was surprised.
So
I would expect
there could be some other trades and other action tonight. I, as somebody who is invested in the success of the Cleveland Browns, I'm not allowed to say on the air what my first thought was when I saw this news.
No.
888-729-3776. I was trying to convince the Ravens to trade him. Sean is in South Carolina, is on ESPN Radio. Go, Sean.
Let's go! Black Nation, let's go, baby. Big Trust, let's go! 5 years, baby. Hey, let's go, baby. Let's go. We in here. Now we're going to go get D-Hop. We're going to have the most explosive offense with the most explosive player, with the highest paid player, big trust. Wait, hold on. How did LeBron say it? Baltimore, this is for you. Let's go.
Thank you, Sean. I think Sean's excited. Sean's acting like he got the $185 million guaranteed. I just want to remind him, Lamar Jackson got the money, not Sean in South Carolina. Josh is listening in South Dakota. You're on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Go, Joshua.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I'm just going to start out with a duh, because like Schefter said, I mean, when no other teams are biting, I mean, specifically, if I was another team, I would actually throw my hook in the water and try to jack up the price a little bit, you know, play the field.
No doubt.
You know,
no
if doubt. I'm in the division hey, good for you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I wonder, and Joshua, thank you for the call, how much of this had to do with, you know, those teams not wanting to alienate their other quarterbacks, Randy, by making it public that they were talking to Lamar Jackson and knowing that the Ravens were probably going to match any contract offer that came. But there are ways to build a contract that would make it so the Ravens didn't match it.
And it wasn't just that, though. It was the way these teams volunteered that they weren't interested. It wasn't necessarily that they were grilled by their local media. It's that they came out and voluntarily said, we are not in the Lamar Jackson business.
As if he stinks and their quarterbacks are some great shakes, Desmond Ritter and Jacoby Brissett in Washington and Jimmy Garoppolo. Speaking of injury prone in Vegas, Roy is in Dallas. He's next up on ESPN Radio with Canty and Carlin. Go, Roy, you're on.
Hey, fellas. Man, look, I was so relieved. I'm over here in Mount Vernon, Texas, getting me a load. I drive a truck, and I thought, oh, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus, finally. But you know what? Those guys that were so quick to say, well, we're not interested, excuse my French, I hope that the Baltimore Ravens kick all their asses come this season. Say, yeah, you know what? You didn't want me, so here, take this.
Well, I think the Ravens were in on why all those other teams weren't interested. But, yeah, I mean, is Lamar going to have a bit of a chip on his shoulder when he plays Deshaun Watson twice a year, who's getting $50 million more in guaranteed dollars? Maybe. 888, say ESPN. Tim is in Utah, is next up on ESPN Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking the call. I am completely bummed out. I'm a Commanders fan. I was hoping Snyder would have made a really bad deal to piss all the other owners off, send them down the road. You know, we got that. I mean, our team is killer. Lamar would have been off the charts. And I was hoping if he just held out a little longer, that new ownership would have jumped in with a big splash and took him down the freeway a little bit. So, yeah, I'm not like Sean. I'm not hooping and hollering. But, man, I was hoping he's going to hold out.
Tim, thanks for the call. The other teams in the AFC North were hoping that for sure. And, you know, it's amazing. The Commanders haven't had a quarterback. Who was the last good quarterback of the Commanders other than RG3 for 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was RG3. I mean, that's it. They had Kirk Cousins for a little bit after that, after RG3 got hurt.
But, I mean, have they ever really had a good quarterback? I mean, come on.
Go
up
back.
Next, Canty and Carlin. Join Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.